Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dhampur Bioorganics Limited Q2 FY 2023 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agrawal, Head, Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Bioorganics Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gautam Goyal, Managing Director, and his colleagues, Mr. Nalin Gupta, CFO, Mr. Mukul Sharma, COS, Mr. Atul Singh, Head of Sales, Mr. Ashu Rawat, Company Secretary, and Ms. Monika Malhotra, Senior Manager, Accounts and Finance. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Goyal.
Thank you, Naveen. Namaskar, and a very warm welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY 2023 Dhampur Bioorganics earnings conference call. As you are all aware, the equity shares of DBOL listed on the BSE and NSE on September 8, 2022. The first section of our con call will contain a brief outline of our understanding of the macro environment and its possible impact on our business. In the second section, we'll give a snapshot of our performance in this quarter, which will then be followed by our CFO, Nalin, running through the financial numbers for the quarter, after which we will be glad to answer any queries you may have. The macro global and domestic outlook continues to be inflationary and cautious. We are aware the Indian sugar industry produced 36 million tons of sugar and about 3.5 million tons of sugar was diverted into ethanol production this year. The domestic consumption is pegged at 27.5 million tons, and after the record export of 11 million tons, we would be left with an opening stock of about 6 million tons. The production scenario for the next year is equally bullish. Production estimate for next year is around 36.5 million tons post-diversion of about 4.5 million tons of sugar to ethanol. It is believed the Government of India will permit exports under the MAEQ scheme, with 6 million tons being allocated for exports in the first phase. The industry is hopeful that further quantities could be permitted sometime during early part of next year, once there is a greater assurance on the production numbers. Global trade flows for rows and whites is very tight till Q1 of 2023, considering the crushing for new season in Brazil will start from April 23 and Thai production will start to peak from mid-February. This tightness should help India place the sugar in the destination markets at very good prices till early 2023, after which there is a possibility of softness in the international markets. The trade believes about 2 million tons of sugar in all forms, which is raws, low-quality whites, and refined sugars, have already been contracted from India for exports. On the global sugar front, 2023 global surplus is expected around 4 million tons. However, some of this surplus is sitting in regions which cannot export, like Pakistan and Russia. Brazil is estimated to crush 590 to 600 million tons in 22-23 versus 542 million tons this year. Sugar production is estimated at 38 to 38.5 million tons in Brazil, which is up 5 million tons from last year. The Thai production is estimated to be around 12 million tons, up 2 million tons, and this sugar in the form of raws and whites would start trickling into the world market from mid-January onwards and will be competing with the Indian sugars. Due to the adverse climatical conditions and continued drought in Europe, it is expected to result in a drop in production as compared to the previous years. They expect to produce 16.5 million tons this year, which should be 1.24 million tons lower than last year. the increase in energy prices would also result in higher cost of production. Local prices in Europe are hovering around 1,100 euros per metric ton, which makes exports unviable from the EU. In fact, these high prices could also result in some non-quota sugar also finding homes within the EU. The ethanol sector continues to enjoy favorable tailwinds with a robust demand and proactive government policies. Against the contracted quantities of 454.71 crore liters, 367.08 crore liters of ethanol has been supplied till 16th of October 2022 and is resulting in a blending percentage of 9.7% till date. Out of the above contracted quantities, the sugar sector has contracted 368.53 crore liters and supplied 310.46 crore liters till 16th October 22, which is roughly about 96% of pro rata quantities. Out of the above supplies, roughly 82% ethanol was made from B-heavy molasses and sugar syrup. Although significant grain distillation capacities are being commissioned, but it appears that sugar sector will remain the principal stakeholder in the ethanol blending programs, as the raw materials for the grain-based ethanol plants are subject to a considerably higher volatility vis-à-vis the sugar sector. Additionally, policy tweaks in the auto sector, such as measures which encourage higher blending percentages and introduction of flex fuel engines that can run on 100% ethanol, will further boost the ethanol sector. In order to accelerate the introduction of flex fuel vehicles, a production link incentive scheme has included automobile and auto components of flex fuel engines. The government has notified the standards for E85, E90 and E95 engines, depending on the percentage of petrol against the percentage of ethanol mix. Flex fuel stations are being installed for dispensing ethanol blends and CNG among other fuels for trials, and then scale the such and they will scale these dispensing stations pan India. Various states like Jharkhand, UP, Gujarat, Punjab, Karnataka, etc. are also coming up with their own ethanol policies to boost ethanol production and use. The additional duty on unblended ethanol will push oil companies to procure more ethanol for mixing in petrol and arrange for logistics for transporting to deficit areas. Once again, the government is showing its intent to maximize ethanol production in the country by raising the prices of ethanol to be supplied in the coming year. The latest reports inform us that the C-heavy ethanol prices have been increased by ₹2.75 per liter to rupees, which now the new revised prices will be ₹49.41 per liter. The prices of B-heavy ethanol have been increased by ₹1.765 and will now be ₹60.73 per liter. And the prices of sugarcane juice ethanol have been increased by ₹2.16 to ₹65.61 per liter. BBOL is well poised to capitalize on the opportunity and we are confident of maximizing our ethanol production, both with cane juice and B-heavy molasses. One potential area of concern is the policy to reserve molasses for country liquor segment in Uttar Pradesh. Owing to a substantial and unforeseen increase in demand for country liquor, Uttar Pradesh increased the levy ratio from 18 to 20% for the 21-22 season, that is with retrospective effect. I would now like to begin the second segment of our con call, highlighting our operational performance. The key highlight for this quarter was the commencement of a country liquor manufacturing facility in July 22, and I'm glad to report we manufactured and sold around 1.2 lakh cases. We are aggressively working to increase our sale of country liquor and hope it will take care of a substantial portion of our levy obligation going forward. During our last con call, we had mentioned that our distillery was shut down during June for its annual maintenance and rectification work, which were related to the commissioning of the enhanced ethanol capacity in January 2022. We are glad to report that the said works were successfully completed and our distillery is now operating at its designed capacity and efficiency. Once again, the late rains in October delayed the start of cane crushing, and our factories would commence cane crushing in this week itself. However, we don't anticipate any adverse impact on our overall cane availability. Owing to our continuous cane development efforts, we expect a higher cane crush as compared to the previous years. The SAP for UP for the current sugar season has not yet been announced. We believe cane development will continue to be a core activity, which will result in both increased raw material availability and also a better quality raw material. In order to ensure adequate availability of seed material for high-quality cane, we have established a tissue culture lab with a capacity of 2 lakh seedlings per year. We also piloted usage of drones for cost-effective application of nutrients and pesticides on sugarcane crop across our three plants. We are greatly encouraged by its results and believe going forward, it will become an efficient and effective vehicle for crop management. I would now like to invite Nalin, our CFO, to give the brief highlights of our financial performance. Over to you, Nalin.
Thank you, Gautam, and namaskar to everyone. First, I would like to start with our key highlights for this quarter ended 30th September 2022. Our revenue, EBITDA, and profit before tax in Q2 FY23 stood at 541.63 crores, EBITDA of 28.15 crores, and PBT of 10.32 crores respectively. Our revenues, EBITDA, and PBT for the corresponding period last year was 359.20 crores, EBITDA of 13.85 crores, and PBT of 2.53 crores. Profit after tax in this quarter stood at ₹7.56 crores against 76 lakhs in the same quarter last year. Our revenue, EBITDA, PBT and PAT was higher by 52%, EBITDA was higher by 103%, and PBT was higher 307% as compared to the previous year in the same quarter. Our interest cost increased to ₹9.1 crore as against the 5.98 crores in the same quarter last year. Increase in interest cost is due to higher working capital utilization on account of higher inventory we are carrying and also due to higher interest rate as compared to Q2 FY22. In this quarter, we have accounted for additional levy obligation of molasses of 2% due to change in policy for the full sugar season, which had an impact of around 7 crores, taking into account the loss of the value addition in form of ethanol. They have also accounted for additional liability of 8.51 crores due to revision in wage board rates from 1st October, effective from 1st October 2018. Our sugar realization for Q2 FY23 stood at 35.75 paisa per kg as against 35.07 paisa per kg in the corresponding period last year. Sugar sale in this quarter stood at 1.04 lakh tons against 0.83 lakh tons in the September quarter last year. Our inventory as on 30th September 22 stood at 1.06 lakh tons of sugar, which has been valued at 35.23 per kg. Our inventory as on 30th September 21 stood at 1.07 lakh tons, which was valued at 30.58 per kg. We sold 236.33 lakh bulk liters of ethanol in this quarter. Out of this, 220.81 lakh bulk liters of ethanol was derived out of the heavy at an average realization of 58.76 per liter. We supplied 15.52 lakh liters of ENA, which has been derived out of the heavy at an average realization of 19.5 per liter. Last year in this quarter, we had supplied 112.53 lakh liters of ethanol. BHEV last year, average realization stood for BHEV 57.39 per liter. An increase in sale of ethanol from last quarter in this quarter is 1 crore 23 lakh bulk liters. Country liquor production started at a small unit in this quarter and we sold 1,90,350 cases during this quarter. Going forward, we expect the volumes to increase substantially as discussed during last phone call about the higher COP of our ethanol due to teething issues in the new plant. Our COP during this quarter has improved to 42.66 per liter from 46.56 liter per liter in Q1 FY23. We generated 1.10 crore units in this Q2 FY23 against 57 lakh units in the same period last year. We exported 2.04 units at an average realization of 3.3 per unit in this half year ended 30th September 22 as compared to 2.75 crore units in the same period last year. In Q2 FY23, Sugar Division reported revenue of 452.75 crore, which accounts for 72% of the total revenue as compared to 83% in the same quarter last year. EBIT in this segment stood at negative of 1.26 crore in Q2 FY23 as compared to loss of 98 lakhs in the Q2 FY22. Our revenue for from ethanol segment is stood at rupees 166.43 crores as against 60.77 crores in Q2 FY22. Ethanol revenue increased significantly as compared to September quarter last year on account of expanded capacity this year. EBIT in this quarter from ethanol segment is stood at rupees 31.73 crores as against 17.26 crores last year. During this quarter, the revenue from the power segment is stood at 8.74 crores with the loss of 2 crores versus revenue of 4.4 crores and loss of 3.87 crores in Q2 FY22. We made repayment of 17.3 crores of long-term loans during this quarter. Our long-term loans stood at 235.47 crores. Higher long-term loans are due to the fresh disbursement on account of the ongoing capexes, which we discussed in the phone call also. The key areas where the capex is being undertaken is towards manufacturing pharma-grade sugar, especially targeted for export, premium, domestic and institutional sector. We have also incurred capex to reduce our losses and steam consumption, addition of carbon dioxide plants, and enhancing our ATP capacities and capabilities. Our capexes are running on schedule and we hope to start driving the benefits from this sugar season itself. As already mentioned by Gautam, equity shares of Dhampur Bioorganics Limited got listed on BSE and NSE on September 8, 2022, and the share swap between both the promoters has already commenced in terms of the scheme of arrangement, the demerger scheme. Long-term and short-term ratings of the companies continues to be assigned at A+, outlook with outlook stable by CARE Ratings. Now, these were the broad numbers. We would like now to invite the question and queries from the participants. Over to you, Naveen.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press *1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press *2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kaustubh Pawaskar from Sharekhan Limited. Kindly proceed.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Congrats for good set of numbers and thanks for giving me the opportunity. Sir, I have few questions. First, in your initial comment, you mentioned that despite there is a slow, delayed start in the season, you are anticipating sugar production to be higher on year-on-year basis. So can you help us, what are your expectations in terms of production in the state of UP and for you, particularly for this season?
Sorry, were you going to ask, you said a couple of questions, do you want to state all your questions or should I answer this question first?
Okay, I will ask my second question. I just want to understand the additional levy obligation of 2%. So, if you help me understand what exactly it is and whether this is something which will continue in the quarters ahead? And the third question is, after the increase in the ethanol capacity, you know, what kind of ethanol production you are expected over the next 2 to 3 years? So these are my three questions. So.
Thank you, Saket. Thank you very much. So on the first question regarding the estimated production in UP, the ISMA numbers have suggested the UP production to increase from 102 to 1
before diversion.
So the ISMA numbers have expected the UP production to increase pre-diversion from 114 to 123. So they are saying about a 7 to 8% increase. Now, these estimates were taken prior to this late surge of monsoons in October, where, of course, you know, there was a lot of water stagnation in East UP.
Right.
But cane being a hardy crop, we don't see too much of damage there. I think the numbers in UP should be in line with the estimates. Too early to say they're on the recovery, but the preliminary trends are positive. We expect to do equivalent to the increase in UP or better, with our, you know, we would not like to give any specific numbers at this stage, but we are hoping to do equivalent or better than the average of UP. The second question, which you were on the levy obligation, you know, the UP government had announced an 18% reservation of molasses basis sea heavy production for the year, for the sugar year 21-22. In the month of July,
in this quarter, July.
It was late July. They figured out that the country liquor sales were going considerably higher than what they projected. So they said we will increase the blending, the reservation policy. For instead of 18%, we'll make it 20%. But they said we will make it for the full year. That is from retrospective effect. So basically the impact for the last quarter became an 8% additional levy. 2 for the corresponding quarter and additional 6% for the previous quarters. This impacted the overall raw material that we had saved for ourselves for producing ethanol. Suddenly about 8% of that had to be diverted for country liquor, which resulted in us not being able to supply the desired ethanol we wanted to in this last quarter. Lastly, on the increase in ethanol capacity, ethanol capacity has increased to 312,000 liters per day in the heavy syrup. And we hope to be able to run it close to 100% capacity for the coming years. We will consider to expand the ethanol capacities. We are studying on these various things. I think once the matter gets finalized in our board, then we will be in a clearer position to elaborate it further.
And so this expansion, what you are planning to do for your ethanol capacity, will it be done through the date or over the or will you be comfortable doing it through your internal approval?
As I just mentioned, right now we have not announced any ethanol expansion. We are studying all the things. It will be coupled with our raw material capacity. We will be discussing it with our board, and in due course we'll make the necessary announcements as and when we form up our plans.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Nimish Sheth from GT Advisory. Kindly proceed.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Thank you for your inputs on the global sugar industry and obviously the Indian sugar industry. Quite useful. I have a question on your country liquor. It's a generic question for UP. You are now at 20% levy. And you have now commissioned a new country liquor plant. It will make about 28 lakh cases of country liquor. So my question is, if you were to make the full amount, what percentage of your levy gets covered? Which basically reduces your losses. Is it all 20%? Is it only 10%? Is it only half?
The country liquor policy is for 20% of C molasses. So obviously it will get adjusted for the corresponding quantity for B molasses. But the ethanol, the capacity of the plant that we have, currently we can see the current capacity will probably help us. It's a little bit, I would probably need a couple of more minutes of your time.
No. This is, I'm asking only country liquor. When you make country liquor,
yeah,
you will obviously cut your losses by some amount.
Correct.
Frame the question another way. If you were to consume the full 20% of levy and convert it into country liquor, how much capacity of country liquor do you need? Do you need 5 million cases? I mean, so is there scope to double the expansion?
We have adequate scope to produce the entire country liquor with some minor additions and capacity enhancements. Looking at, basically, probably we have to add some lines of Tetra. We have to add some Tetra because there's a country liquor demand and the Tetra packaging is expanding in UP. We estimate about 3 million cases should be required for our fulfilling our levy quota. In the coming year, we don't know whether we'll be able to fulfill 100% of our quantity, but we are hopeful it will be a sizable quantity. It will be, upwards of 50 is what we definitely project for ourselves. From being close to less than about 5% for this year, total for the full year will be, because we only started recently, we only have 2 quarters, and we have to, and this is a branding play, we have to distribute it well, and there are many players in the market. But in the corresponding 2 years, I think our internal target is to try and get to close to 100% of our levy obligation in 2 years period.
And my second question is, have you started crushing in your plants? Is any plants still yet to commence crushing?
They will be starting any day now, as in they are starting in this week itself.
Okay, noted. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question is that at the time of demerger, we were told to understand that Dhampur Sugar and Dhampur Bio have similar crushing and similar assets in sugarcane crushing. So they are moving towards 12 crore liters by January to February. So when is our plan to move to increase our ethanol production?
Sorry, I didn't. Can you please repeat your question? I didn't understand your question.
Capacity. Sir, I was talking about the Dhampur Sugar and Dhampur Bio at the time of demerger. We were told that you have similar sugarcane crushing and similar capacity. So they are moving to 12 crore liters by January. So when is our plan to and how much can we expand our ethanol production going forward?
See, our current capacity is 312,000 liters of ethanol from BAV. So if you extrapolate that into 350 days, it will come out to upwards of 11 crore liters of ethanol, which is what we hope to be doing with our plant going forward. Further expansions, as I mentioned in the first question, are being worked on, are being looked at. We will be discussing it at our board stage, and then we'll be reverting back on that.
So the 11 crore liters that you're talking about, it accounts for the levy molasses and everything?
So 11 crore liters is the ethanol production capacity. Now, if you make levy alcohol or ENA, it will come out of this. So if you look at from an ethanol / ENA capacity, we probably will be able to do close to 12 crore liters, because ethanol is 5% higher alcohol as compared to ENA. Now, depending on the amount of ENA we make next year and how much of levy molasses we sell, but we do hope to maximize the distillery capacity by maximizing sugarcane diversion, sugar juice diversion into distillery, and with our own BAV. We are quite confident we should be able to achieve close to 100% capacity utilization.
Sorry to make the point again. So I was basically talking about the quantity that you can supply to OMC. So I was looking at that amount.
So OMC capacity, again, is going to be a combination of the total alcohol that we can produce. So if we produce 11.5 crore liters of alcohol, we will need about 1 crore liters for our own country liquor production. So that 10.5 crore liters will go to the OMCs with our current capacity.
And sir, in this season, we are looking at doing it from juice and from in the off season from B heavy. Sir, is it something like that?
That is what we are planning to do.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Rit.
Thank you. As a reminder to participants, you may please press star 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Goel for closing comments.
Thank you, Naveen. And on behalf of DBOL, we would like to thank all of you for taking your time out for this conference call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us either by phone or email. You can also visit our website, dhampur.com, and post any queries you have. And we will revert promptly. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gautam. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.